This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, wow.
Fuck! Yeah!
You know what time it is. This is episode 83 of the Random Order Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know what time it is, man. It's been a great, amazing, very eventful episode. We talked about many subjects, such as the 420 situations.
We did.
First time smoking some tree. The last time swimming. When your history teacher capping. Trevon disrespects Sheldon. Mm-hmm. And of course, we turn our microphones to y'all to answer your questions from the members of the 4YE Discord. We got the link if you want to join. Drop your questions in. We're talking about crazy stuff all day.
Yeah.
I need to be more active on this shit. I'd be chilling.
Yeah, too.
Facts, yes.
Yeah, oh, by the way, nigga, I'm fucking Jay Richards, also known as Quincy Quarantino. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk about that another day. B-Baby Train in the building.
Yes, sir. The biggest. You know what I'm saying?
Young Sheldon Sebastian.
Yes, sir. Big Sheldon.
You know what time it is, man. Before we get into this episode, you got to do a couple things. You got to scroll down a little bit. You got to press the thumbs up button. Do that. Follow my voice. Scroll down.
Thumbs up. Subscribe. Okay, click it one more time. Click the bell now. So now you actually get a notification. And you're a true noise gang.
Yeah.
Scroll down. Click the link to join the Discord. You join the Discord. Okay, now you're good to go.
Yes, sir.
Happy 420, everybody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Welcome back to the show. Mm-hmm. Shell, what's going on with you, bro?
For me?
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What y'all on?
Man.
You know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Yeah, I was thinking about the other day.
What's up?
Yeah, I was thinking about the other day.
Shit, one more time, the sound effect was.
You know what I was thinking about the other day?
What's that?
Like, how did 420 start? Or what is it?
It ain't really about how it starts, it's about how it's going. And it's going fine, baby.
Yes, sir.
I ain't got no complaints.
100.
I feel that.
100.
Shit. Yeah. I feel that, man.
Hey, man.
Uh-huh. This is 83? Something like that?
One of the Marlies followed me the other day.
Word?
One of the who's?
Man, nigga, you know how I said. Somebody related to Bob Marley followed me the other day, man. Smoke weed every day. I feel like it was a sign from the skies.
Congrats. My brother got the same birthday as Bob Marley.
He off the tree right now.
No, my brother doesn't smoke at all. Gets really weird when he does. Yeah.
Smoke weed every day. that one changed my recommendation, man.
You know what I'm saying? Your shit. Dude, for this episode, y'all do me a favor. Go ahead and call me Tarzan, because I stayed with the trees.
Back in the day, niggas called me George of the Jungle. Because I stayed hitting that tree. Smoke weed every day. Well, that's the name they gave me, so yeah, what am I to do, man?
Yeah, man. Some people just call me Savior. The way I stood by the tree.
Don't cut me down. Nigga, I'm smoke
weed every day. Call me Tree Hugger. Can I stay hugging the trees? Was...
Smoke weed every day.
Man, yeah, you know what my dream job always been? Motherfucking the nigga that be planting in the forest and shit. Cause I stay with the tree. I stay with some tree. Nigga be having 400 trees on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you know what I'm saying, dude. Call me mucus, nigga, cause I stay with that sticky.
Smoke weed every day. Wow, yeah, man. Shields, what's your name? Is I don't know what to call you, man. I don't even know what to call you. I forgot your name, chief, man. I don't got nothing for you, man. I'm chilling, man. It's 420, but you know, I've been chilling today, man. I ain't partaking in festivities today with y'all, man. But you know,
smoke weed every day.
He's still with us, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Always.
You know, it's okay, man. I'm just gonna call you Payne because you stay with the orange hair.
First name Peter.
Double feet. Yeah, man. I remember my first time getting introduced with introduced to having 420, man. I remember
the first time I got introduced to Orange Hair Kush.
What was it? How'd that go down?
Yo, it was pretty. It was smooth. He walked me through it. He just said, "Yo, you see that? That's that orange shit." And I was like, "Yo,
okay,
yeah, it's like
okay." That was a pretty smooth introduction.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have appreciated a heads up that this is fucking about to be like what I'm about to see and shit. It's like, yeah. Okay, so this is not like the green stuff you've been smoking.
Yeah.
This one has orange hairs on it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Why does that happen? Sometimes purple.
I don't even know why. Don't even know why.
Y'all be scared of how they fucking be mixing this shit up and put in adding this and shit.
Right.
I don't need other y'all. I don't think anybody really needs all that.
Mm-mm.
If you just sold like three. You ever go into a fucking establishment and ask for a specific like fucking spiky skunk?
No. I never went anywhere and say, hey, no. Literally, like, let me get that exotic rock star shit. Like,
Yeah, no. I mean, this is the thing, though. I feel like out in, like, L.A. and shit and, like, where they got, like, the exotic stuff, I think you'll finally find one you like and it's like, okay, that's what I'm going to look for. But
no,
it's too much fucking science, nigga. Just put it in the soil. Just go for let it fucking...
Sativa, bro.
So what?
I just want sativa. Whatever sativa you have, that's all I want.
Give me something that's going to get it done, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I did pull up and I started asking for Seth Rogen's houseplant stuff. I remember when I'd see it, I'd be like, yo, I smoked this one. Like, do y'all have it? And they'd be out of stock sometimes. So yeah. I did that a couple times.
That's a brand, though.
It was good. Like, I started to feel when, like, you know, different weed was doing different shit, and I'm like, oh, Cassie, like this one, like it was like fruitful, you know what I'm saying?
I heard that.
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Sometimes I'd be like, all right, you got me there. Some weed is a little light, you know?
So you said strawberries, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Smoke weed every day.
I'll take three. Fucking $95 in Canada.
Yeah, that's all I need to hear, man. Give me three little nugs, man.
That should be adding up out there. Back in the day, somebody go say, I'm going to go pick up some tree. Come with a fucking fat little sack.
Yeah.
These days, nigga, I'm going to pick up some tree. You got a fucking candy container like this big. Yeah. It'd be big container sometimes and fucking like one single baby nugget.
One thing.
The fucking shit is breaking off because it has so much room to fucking move around in there. Shit is already grinding for you.
Fucking buy a Skittle, nigga? The fuck is rattling? Bro, don't be the nigga with some shit rattling in your fucking pants or your backpack, nigga, or your coat. Don't be that guy.
I was that nigga with the pencil case and one pencil in there.
100.
Not even a eraser, bro. Just a fucking pencil, man.
So where's that messy nigga show up 45 minutes later? Nigga. Everybody looks back, nigga.
And then I always used to hate when a nigga was coming in like on some awkward shit, and then he bumps into my desk. I'm like, bro, why you just bring me into this situation?
I woke up at 7:15. I put on my clothes, made it here on time. Why am I part of this fucking situation?
I don't know you. It's crazy.
That's real shit, man. That's fucking real.
Yeah. Why am I involved in this? Y'all had that anxiety when you're late for school and shit? Or you didn't give a fuck?
I didn't really give a fuck because more times I got used to that shit. Like, niggas always looking at me and shit. Like, you know, my shit came early and then I was like chilling after, you know?
Especially when you hit like, after you get through like 9 and 10, when you're in like 11 and 12, bro, you just like, you just know what it is, bro. Like, you know, at the end of the day, like, I'm here, bro. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like, one positive way to look at it, nigga. You
know, I'm hearing up.
I'm
hearing
the bell rings. It's time to go. I'm hearing no. Anyways, I'm about to send me the homework.
See how much time you wasted,
bro.
Smoke weed every day.
Man, shout out to Nate Dogg one time, man.
Sir.
Fuck that. I need to take my glasses off. I can't see shit.
On top of 420, my same plug that I had texted you, I told y'all, I'm like, hey, what you got, like sativa indica? You just said he got gas. Yeah, I know y'all niggas think I'm joking and shit, but
hell no, no.
Bro texted me the other day. He said, like, yo, what's up? Like, I'm back out here. So I'm like, oh, what's up? Like, what you got? Nigga just said gas. What you mean? So I'm just gonna throw that screenshot up there just so you can see, bro. That shit, this nigga just really be saying gas. Like,
bro, and it's crazy. You know, a nigga got some gas when it, like, cause it seems like it's not like he's being. It's not like you say, yo, what kind of gas you got? And he'd be like, oh, or no, it's not like you'd be like, what you got? And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's not like a fucking dispensary, nigga. I only got like one type of. He like doesn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
So what you got on you?
Got weed, nigga.
What's this conversation about, nigga? It's a tree next to my name, nigga. You know what I got.
That's a different question to make a nigga ask, who this?
Hey, who this?
Hey, bro. Hey, bro. FaceTime me,
bro. Let me ask you something.
Nigga FaceTime it. You hold the camera up in the air.
Nigga, you're going to get a LinkedIn message from this nigga. You're going to see a bubble go up, go down. Hey, man, you text me. Nigga, you fucking email me?
Hey, nigga, you just hit my line. Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Holy, I got some doing that.
Bro, he has no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
The thing is, he does, because I keep asking this nigga. I'll be like, yo, you got sativa. And, like, he'll say, like, oh, nah, like, whatever, whatever. And then, like, I guess he just doesn't do that, because every time I say, yo, like, he knows what I'm talking about. He knows I don't like indica. But this nigga just always responds with gas. Like, this is so funny. I gotta clear it up for them, man.
Holy, you got shit. One guarantee, nigga. This shit hit gas.
Man. Yeah.
That's all I know. I don't know if you're gonna fall asleep in fucking 3 minutes or stay up all night. All I know is you gonna do something, nigga. You're not doing nothing.
You might do a handstand, nigga. You doing something with your body. Yo, man. I remember the first time I had a funny story when I was I can't see shit. Shout out Kodak Black. This is my inspiration for the day. I remember the first time I had smoked some gas, I was like paranoid that, you know what I'm saying?
Like gas specific, like gas or like the weed?
The weed. Okay, but sure. It was some gas, motherfucker.
That's always a terrible experience, nigga. Mm-hmm. You better hope that your first experience is like some fucking bush ass grass, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, bro, for sure.
Yo, the thing is, okay, I'm going to be all over the place today. One of my childhood fears were to like get put in a position with some gangsters. That's like, I was like trying to be funny and they like took it serious. But like with my same dealer, I texted him. He like asked him what he got, and I said, "You better not be serving me none of that Reggie Miller."
smoke weed every day.
That nigga found that shit funny as fuck. Holy shit! It just reminded me, but.
Niggas be getting offended over that shit.
Niggas be getting offended, yeah, bro. Like, but you, if you got that Reggie Miller on you, you gotta tell them something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
somebody got the Reggie.
Yeah, the Reggie got to get sold.
It exists, so somebody got it.
It's so funny when a nigga takes offense to it. We just went to Detroit. We had to FaceTime Meech and say, don't you dare get none of that Reggie. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't you dare. Anyways, I remember the first time I smoked, it wasn't Reggie, and I thought I saw a cop or a fox in a cop uniform.
Smoke weed every day.
Okay. Heard you, bro, he was dead serious. He's like, yo. Serious. Like, honestly, over there is a fucking cop. But don't look now, but it's actually a fox in a cop uniform. You nigga had handcuffs?
That nigga was swinging that shit.
Smoke weed every day.
It's on gas, y'all. Shell, what's the first time you smoked some tree?
The first time I smoked some tree. It wasn't that eventful. It was, yo, honestly, it was the day Cushion Orange Juice came out.
Oh, my. What a day to start smoking weed, Sheldon. Yeah, congrats. Yeah. Damn,
yeah,
nigga.
Thanks. Yeah, that was like my whole thing. I was like such a big Wiz fan. Like, I had watched his career come up. I just like been so enamored by it. So I'm like, yo, like.
It's one thing I've been meaning to try.
Wiz was the first time. To me, like, he made weed make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It wasn't. You know, you ask niggas, why do you smoke? It's sick. I just like it, you know? But yeah. Wiz was like, he'll talk about it in a way that I was like, yo, that makes, it actually sounds sick. Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah.
So I know I love all your music and I fucking listen to anything you say, but nigga, yeah, he put that shit. Like, I could tell that to my mom and I'll be comfortable.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I just died. The album came out. I remember I left school half day. I went to my boy's crib. Yeah,
like illegally, like you weren't supposed to do that.
No, yeah, I was skipping.
I was skipping.
Yeah, no, I was skipping. Yeah, I was skipping.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm not that bitch.
Yeah, for sure.
No, yeah, my house got a phone call after. Yeah.
No, for sure, I caught it too. But yeah, we just went to his crib, and honestly, it wasn't that great. Like, I didn't know how to inhale or nothing like that. So it was a lot of wasted weed. You know, I didn't really get high or anything. But
who was your supervisor?
Shaquille Wan Yu. Shout out to Shaquille Wan Yu. Yeah, that was the guy that I went to. Like,
he wasn't hitting you with the tips?
Nah, not really. Nah, cause he was shy, right? Like, he was always like a shy guy. So
yeah,
he was down to like do it. Like, he was excited when I came to him about it, but nah, he wasn't really like, this is how you do it. He just supplied the weed for the most part.
Right.
And then obviously, you know, once niggas get their puff for the pass and they pass it to you, like, they're not really thinking about you anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean? Until it comes back around. So
yo, I hate when a nigga's trying to walk me through some shit and halfway through the walk, this nigga let go of my hand. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm doing here.
That's essentially what it was, because I remember I like held it and then he lit it for me and everything, and then like whatever, and then he just walked away.
That was nice of him, and though. He was on the right.
Yeah, that was nice.
He was on the right track.
And his heart was in the right place, and then yeah, that was it. But yeah, it wasn't that crazy. But I knew like I liked it though, even though it wasn't like what I thought it would be. But I knew, I was like, yeah, I'll probably do this again. Like, it wasn't like anything about drugs. Like, it wasn't like that drug experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was chill. So I was just like, yeah.
Yeah, my first time was whack too.
When was your first time?
I think it was that time in the backyard or some shit. We're in a trailer, some shit.
I was just about to tell that story. You're talking about the bomb story?
Yeah. So that was
the first time for like everything. You know what I'm saying?
Holy. I really can't remember my actual first time like trying it.
Yeah,
yeah.
But the difference between that time and the second time, the first time was like, I don't get it. Like, I don't want, why do people do this? Why do people rap about this? Like, this is fucking stupid. It's a waste of my time. The second time, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was some gas the second time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just your surroundings too, dude. Like, sometimes it's just like, you're in a position where it's like you're thinking way too much, and then you do it, and it's just like, holy shit.
I'm about to say that, yeah. It's not just way too nervous or way too in your head to even let that shit really hit you like that.
Because,
you know, we've all been in those times where, you know, we'll be like, oh, shit, this shit killed my high. Like, that's a real thing, right? You could kill that shit before you even get it. You know what I'm saying? So
I've never really had a down like that where I'm like, yeah, this shit, like,
killed my high.
Bro, what?
Yeah, man, I've definitely had that.
I've definitely had that.
I've never really had that shit. Like,
I'll tell a story. I'm not gonna say who I was with, but I was with somebody, and we were out in Montreal, and it's my first time in Montreal. Like, I drove out there, and we're staying at a friend's apartment, and I think the friend went out with some of her friends, so she left, and so we took an edible, and then we went to get food. So we like left the apartment, went to get food, and we both wanted different things. So I'm like, I'm gonna get this, I'm gonna link back up with you. So person leaves, I go get my food, and my phone dies. So if the Eddie hits, my phone dies. I don't know where I am.
Oh, that's bro, different. When that's else would a fucking Eddie hit?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know where I am. Oh, I'm like, fuck.
Montreal niggas are fucking French.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? Am I trying
to get robbed in French, nigga? Like,
bro, it's so bad. I'm walking to like where I think I'm supposed to go. And dog, I kid you not, my nigga, I run into a skunk, bro. And it's just like everything's done. Like it's done. I don't feel anything anymore. I'm completely fucking sober.
Yeah, it's like, it's a skunk, nigga. I'm fucking done. Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? I'm on my way to find a charger.
Go straight for the tomato juice. Wait, it sprayed you?
No, it didn't spray me. I dipped. I fucking cut across the street quick. Damn. But it was like, what are the odds, man? I just felt like that's not fair, bro. It's not fair that like I get fried and then those type of things hit me. Like that's not fair, bro. That's life being.
It's like
being very cruel to me, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, those tough moments, they sober you up.
I thought you were talking about like someone or somebody like, or some man's or like something like killing your vibe, you know what I mean?
It could be that. It could be that for sure.
Because I done had those before, but I feel like even
police are involved.
That's going to kill my heart. Yeah, that can kill your heart. I've
definitely been there.
Yeah. I feel like I'm still finna be high and just be like, damn.
My life will move me for real.
Because I've had shit go on, but it never really killed it. I'd just be like, I'm still laughing in the background at like small shit. Right. Like,
I feel that for sure.
That's crazy. I just remember one time, it was like, you know, starting to smoke a little bit, and then niggas just upgrading and say, hey, you ain't hit the big B though. I'm like, oh, what's the bong that? About? The big B, the bong.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know who nothing about that glass, nigga. Glass. I just got here, you know what I mean? I'm feeling good about myself. Niggas just want to, you know, you know, I started smoking. Yeah, but you ain't know nothing about that curly glass.
You ain't know about that spiral.
The fucking, and then they had the little fucking.
Oh, my God. That time you're talking about?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about, right? Goodness. Oh, no. That's two different times. Okay, let me tell this first time real quick. Basically, we had some people over from school, and we're about to go. A couple stoners are amongst the group, a couple newbies, right? Mm-hmm. And it's fucking bong night. Like, we're here to fucking call me fucking Billabong, because we're fucking bonging tonight, dude. Like,
there's no other way around it.
We had the bong, we got clean water, and we're just like, yo, this is the destination we're going. We're going to behind our house, walking the path.
And then to Mars.
And then to fucking Saturn.
Before Elon even thought about it, nigga, we were fucking on Mars.
We did Project X in 2000 and whatever. So we're doing, correct me if I'm wrong, I can't remember if we smoked before like a normal joint or if it was all bong. I couldn't really remember, but I just remember like anticipating the bong as it was going around. I'm like shit, it's followed it.
It's intimidating. You don't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
Seven people watching. Yeah, right.
So whatever, the bong is getting tossed around and this one person has it. Mm-hmm. She got in her hands and she's going, just hits from the bong.
She's the pro.
She's the pro. She's the stoner. Yeah.
And then the other pro's like, hey, you see how she's doing it? So like, you gotta put it in your lungs.
So just watch how she hits it here. Watch here.
Notice the finger, the lighter, the bowl. Pull the bowl. Inhale, clear the glass. See, just like that.
There's so many fucking rules. There was instructions. Oh. I'm like, yo, you gotta clear the glass. Like, you're trying to watch it. The light is so close to your face. Like, there's just a lot going on. So, mm-hmm. Niggas is really here, like, picking up on the small notes.
I'm picking up on game, man.
I was ready to hit the bong.
So, like this. She's going.
This girl.
Yo, the campaign is up. There's no cap.
Right after.
I think I know where this is going.
Just like that. Just like that. You see? You see? She's hitting it. Clear the glass. Bro, she vomits. And like the exorcist. I'm like, what is happening? So, and what do we do when we get here, nigga? Bro, she was puking.
How did she go there? I don't want to go there.
How do you not do that?
Yo, Sheldon, but the thing is, she's still trying to fucking clear it so fast. Puke is going in the bong.
I'm like, I'll try the little joint over there.
And there's fucking smoke coming out as well.
Bro, it was steaming puke.
Our next stoner friend was Lamar.
Bro, right when that happened, this guy said
he got next.
This nigga just says
I think it was his boss. That nigga had next, nigga. You trying to be a gentleman. The ladies go first. You should have said, fuck that, let me get that.
Yo, the thing is, I really think it was his wrong, bro.
Bro, I've never seen vomit go inside a fucking bong.
bro, it squared out the side first. You don't understand. I thought the water was like going up. I'm not even high.
Yo.
I didn't even smell. Yeah, I didn't smell weed yet.
Holy fuck.
Yo, but the fucking water squirting. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Amazed, bro. And then her first words when she comes out is fuck.
Smoke weed every day.
I can't think of anything else to say.
There's nothing to say.
I was like, what? Like, who got next, nigga?
Yo, I'm real.
Like, who has the keys there?
Who has hand sanitizer?
Oh my God.
First, all right, y'all.
You may just hear my fucking footsteps in the fucking light dust just walking away, bro. You know, nigga walking on some sand over there on the path?
Yo.
Fucking hell.
Oh my gosh. Yo,
that's just story number one, bro. This shit don't end. I swear.
Hold on, right after that, we're in a path for people to walk in the backyard. It's like a little creek or ravine situation. A lot of tall trees, but like, you know what I'm saying? You're on this little fucking skinny little path.
Yeah.
We see a car coming. And we see fucking headlights just pulling up on us. We're like, yo, fuck. It's police. Fucking ran. Nigga. That's the fastest I ever ran in my life.
Yeah.
Someone tossed the bomb beside a tree. Yeah. And then we got far away enough and we saw the car drive by and it was like, motherfuckers that just like clean up the path.
Yeah. Like city. Yeah. Oh man.
Bro. That's the thing, bro. Like, have you really even burned weed if you haven't been in that situation? Like, have you really done it, bro? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Been there, bro. Been you there, haven't. Man.
You gotta go there. Been bro, you there. Have you to have understand, to. Like, the
bro,
power
of
the shit.
You have to be in the path. The path?
Man.
So many times.
The path sessions, bro. The thing is, though, path sessions in Brampton, or even on a bridge in Brampton, you have to understand, anybody can come walking down that path.
Anybody.
And when you're outside, anybody could come walking out that fucking bridge, nigga. From under that bridge, nigga. Walking up those paths,
anywhere,
it could be fucking anyone. Bro, there's usually a lot of people with fucking red eyes.
Yeah. Like, dog, it was just, they're going to be on edge, you're on edge, they're paranoid, you're paranoid, and it just suddenly, sometimes that may just fucking result to one question. Who's that? That's what it's just, you don't know if you're safe, or if you're about to get robbed, or, you know, if someone's just wondering who you are.
Facts.
Yo, I never knew, man. I was thinking about what to say when someone asked me, who are you? Like my name or like what? Because that doesn't fucking do anything for you.
Yeah.
Someone just asked.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So, yo, who are you?
I think it's definitely the context.
Yeah. But like, if you're, I don't know, maybe you're fucking, let's say you're on fucking vacation somewhere.
Yeah.
And then you're walking around and then maybe you go too far and someone fucking stops you with the accent. Yeah. So who are you?
Like, I guess I would probably Jermaine. Just say like, I don't know. Yeah. I definitely have to vibe check. Be like, I'll probably be like, what?
But like in the,
who the fuck are you? Who are you?
Yeah, I'd be like,
in the olden days, that's how they did that shells. Shit, no?
Yeah. I would say, I'll probably just say like, I'm Shells.
My name's Andrew. Chris.
Troy. I'm trying. Who are you? But that's how niggas like greeted each other more, like, you know, I mean, back in the day, like, who goes there? Just like, oh, I'm Arthur the Third. Fuck are you?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
what if you're just a regular guy? You're just like,
you just find, I don't know. I'd like to have like some third in my shit. Like if I was like Javon the Third.
Would you name your son the same name?
Hell no. Nah,
Junior?
Hell no. Nah.
Yeah, hell no. Nah. Nope.
Nah. Javon Junior, I don't want to bring them.
But you know,
I don't want to bring that energy your way. You know?
I would name my kid like Sebastian, but that's not a junior.
So. That works.
Yeah.
Sebastian's a good name.
I really like that name.
I gotta put that out there.
I'll probably name my son Dre just to fuck with people.
Okay, Dre, yeah, now there's one. Yes, him.
Wait, what?
Because niggas just be calling me Dre. And that's
oh,
Trey,
okay, I missed like, that. Yeah, right, got you.
I just don't understand, son. Like, how shit be, you know, how do you even go there? Like, I don't know. Motherfuckers be in their own world. So.
Yeah, you mean nice. Times I've been called Tre?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people
think by y'all niggas, bro.
That is the laziest shit to me, personally.
Just it's so easy like to find. Twins, it's so easy to, I guess...
Like, do you guys know what twins are? Like, you guys know what that means, right? Okay, obviously they're fraternal twins, but I mean, that's not why you're asking. You're asking because you think they're identical.
Yeah. You literally think I'm the same fucking guy.
Yeah.
They're not, if you just literally look.
Well, that's how the business streets, yo, Trey, what are you saying? Fucking love the viz. I'm just like, appreciate you, big dog. Thank you, man.
Bro, I'll see y'all, man. Go with it.
I'll tell you. Hey, yo, say hi to Jay.
Gotcha. I will.
For sure. Yeah, okay.
He's chilling. You already did. You already did, man.
You heard you.
Some people are just tripping, man.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, but it is, man.
Have y'all ever done
shrooms?
Yes.
Say what?
Oh, the gas mask?
No, that's too much. That's where
that's when you can call my dad on me. Take a picture and send it to my father. Because that's what it's like, yo, Tremont, you're gone too far. Like, what are you doing, like,
this
bro?
Is...
You gotta try it, man.
No.
That's when you put your hand on my shoulder and say, Jermaine, you have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I'm in a fucking... what is that, nigga? 1800s fucking bro, gas mask.
Am I in fucking Chernobyl or am I smoking gas? Like, which one are we
that's
doing?
That's too much.
Like,
why am I dressing up?
The thing is, I'll try it if you order from me. If you get it for me, it's going to be a fucking...
Say that.
But bro, like, I want to breathe.
But you at the same time,
breathe
like,
kush,
you know,
man.
I'm breathing kush.
Breathe
like, kush. I can get with that.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't buy that.
Honestly, it's literally just like taking a bong hit.
It's like what?
Really, realistically. It's literally like taking a bong hit.
In your eyeballs, nigga.
Yeah. Oh, it's your eyeballs.
Close your eyes.
It goes in your eyes, right?
Close your eyes.
But how am I going to open to take the mask off?
You can't do that.
Oh, you have to breathe everything in?
Like, yeah, so you're in there.
That's the only way
the smoke
is. It comes
out. Like, it's going to come out, but just slower because, you know, it's a suction mask, right? But it's going to come out.
So you what? I smoke a swift and then I say, put me in the mask.
No. So this is the mask. And then, like, at the mouth, there's like a bong.
Like an elephant.
Oh, a bong hit.
It's a bong mask.
It's a bong.
Yeah.
No.
That's insane.
No.
Because I didn't even tell. I told you a story about when someone else hit the blunt. I never told you a story when I hit the blunt.
Oh, my God.
Right. Okay.
It's a no. I changed my answer. I thought it was like a split.
I think if I brought it to your front door, you'd do it. You would.
If I had nowhere to be for that week, then all right.
Yeah, no plans.
Nothing. Like,
Jamal, do you know,
brother?
All you gotta do is tell you that you can't do it, and then you're gonna be like, "You talking about?
Yeah, that's late.
I'll do that. Strap me up, nigga. Adjust it to my head size. Go
ahead. Just give me the size large.
Exactly. Put on the last fucking button.
Yeah. That shit. I'll try it if someone orders it for me.
It's fun, man. If I could do it, you could do it. I'm not even like a smoker like that, bro.
I wouldn't even, like, you see, I don't even own a bong. Like,
too much. Mm-mm. Too much.
Yeah, I don't either. I would, though, but I don't.
This one time, oh my God.
I own pipes, though. I own a lot of pipes. Pause.
The pipe was kind of six.
Convenience. Yeah, a lot of convenience pipes, points. Man. One time, nigga, we was out there. Oh, you were there, right? One time yeah. we were in Miami, and then we went to go see the niggas from Road to Hollywood.
Were you there with us?
He was. That was the same trip. Unless he stayed that night.
Where do we go?
We went to go
to
house. Where did I stay? We went to, you would remember that like we went
it was like
to
like fucking seven of them.
Yeah, it was like eight of them in this crib.
And they had some gas.
Oh, yeah, no, I was there. Yeah, I did go.
Do you remember me?
Yeah.
Do you remember me that night?
Yes. And we played 2K, right?
I don't remember that. The only game I played was with my life.
I remember that.
No. Bro, I'm talking, they pull out a contraption. It was a piece of art, honestly.
It was like a little
glass bomb with like just many swirls and pipes and like it's all connected. So like you light it on one side and it goes through like a series of fucking loops and crazy curves and shit. Yeah. And then it comes out with a little spout for you to smoke from.
Yeah.
And then Trevon volunteers.
I don't know why in the
bro,
fuck.
Bro, and coughs for 45 minutes.
I know why.
I saw him. Oh, you're like, all right, Jay. I'm like,
look at him, nigga.
Let me see how long he coughs for. I just coughed for fucking 10 minutes and I'm about to take a hit, nigga. I'm like, let me see how this ends.
Yo, I just remember looking at Jermaine eyes around like, yo, no. Bro, I'm fucking dying. I'm choking. I'm coughing, bro. Like, I literally cannot breathe. And the nigga that offered me the glass is just laughing.
That's what niggas do. They get so much satisfaction out of you dying from their kush, bro. Like, I don't get it.
Bro, that's evil, bro. Not even a glass of water from these guys.
Not even a glass of water. This nigga said, wait till it hit.
So what's it doing now? What part is this?
What step is this, bro? Because I didn't get that far in the tutorial, bro. Like, I seen the bong, but yo, I hit that shit.
It's just the intro.
Bro.
This nigga...
I really don't even remember how that story finished, to be honest.
Sober night for me. I'm out. Okay.
Bro, you know what it is, though? Because a lot of niggas feel like you gotta inhale everything. And you don't gotta do that to get high, bro. I actually seen a TikTok about it. Like, you don't gotta inhale shit to get high like that.
Man.
You don't. But niggas be trying to hold shit in their lungs and...
Nigga, I see niggas hold on to every piece of... Every molecule of smoke.
In and out, brother.
Bro, the first day I seen a nigga fucking chase the smoke...
Yeah, no.
I'm like, yo,
no.
Whoa,
bro, these niggas.
What are you, a fucking genie in a bottle, bro? What the fuck is that? Yeah,
nigga, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Too much,
bro. This nigga chased the smoke and he caught most of it. I was impressed, but I was confused.
Yeah,
he caught it. Nigga, it was gone out the sky.
It was as if he didn't let it out.
I think he ate it.
I don't know.
Yo, it didn't come out,
bro. It did not come out.
He just starts talking. No
like,
smoke.
I'll be waiting for it to come out, like, and it just never comes out. I'm like, what the fuck?
That came out in his fucking shit.
Yeah, I was fucking jeans are on fire.
Yeah, you know, your back of your pants are smoking, right?
Yeah, there's smoke coming out of the bottom of your windbreaker. So
you fuck. Think it catches it?
What?
You know those niggas in a fucking smoke.
Oh my god.
Yo.
Yeah, no, man.
Fuck, man. Nah, for real.
My bong hits are, yo, you know.
That was your last one. Huh? That's the last time you hit a bong.
The next time, no, there's one other time that I hit a bong. No, three, a couple other times, actually.
But it was, I was in a safe space, so I was comfortable to hit it. I was with Waleed, right. And then we're smoking from a bong, and then he's like, whatever. He's like, okay, we're fucked up. At this point, we're there. We're in LA. We're in the West Coast, the LBC.
This is the life. We have Thundercat going. For the first time, this guy's putting us on the Thundercat.
Yeah.
This is a moment.
Mm. It was crazy. We're just locked into his couch, and then this guy's just like, yo, like, my Satanist cousin's coming over. What the fuck?
Oh, slow down.
Who's coming? You never met a Satanist cousin?
What's his name?
I don't even know. I couldn't hear.
Yeah, he kind of dropped the name, man. Yeah. First name, last name.
Point is, I was just fucking, that was another
time. That nigga smokes the weed.
That nigga smokes the weed. Yeah.
I say that to say that man smokes the tree.
I didn't know how to feel until he got in. I'm just like, okay, it's fucking cool.
Man, I can't believe how I saw TikTok fucking became part of like normal language now. I feel like it's right there with fucking, oh yeah, Google it.
No.
Everybody, well, maybe not yet. That's dramatic, but. The amount of times, like, yo, you know this saying, nigga, though. you know, how, I saw TikTok.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yo, you know you shouldn't do that, right? I saw a TikTok where this fucking 8-year-old is telling me about how you shouldn't be doing that. So.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. I never even realized that, but yeah,
you just dropped that, nigga.
Yeah. I just dropped that. Yeah, and that's the first time I think I might have said that.
But yeah, TikTok, nigga, that should be having me. Yeah. Yo, you gotta like, they got that motherfucker got some claws, mm-hmm. And they feel like if you let that motherfucker get to know you and what you like.
Yeah. You know, I didn't know that you could like put like not interested on certain content.
No. Mm-hmm.
So like my shit was just crazy for a minute. Like my shit was just a fucking kerfuckle of shit. Like
what? So I'm sorry, back that. What was the word you just said?
Kerfuckle? I believe that's kerfuckle? A word.
Kerfuckle?
Yeah. I believe that's a word.
Wait, you know I don't know what that means, right?
Yeah. Hold on, I thought you said something else. I didn't want to repeat what I thought you
said. Wait, what did you think he said? I just couldn't believe he dropped that on me.
I thought he said his content was fuckable.
What? There's a lot of sexy content.
Yeah, maybe kerfuffle is not actually. I feel like I've heard someone say
kerfuffle
that.
Or
no, that's a word. Fuck that.
Kerfuffle? Oh, yeah, that's what I meant to say, kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle?
Yeah.
What's the definition? Drop that on me.
Hold on.
Pause.
How you spell that shit?
C-O-F-F-F-U-F-F.
There we go. Oh, it's kerfuffle, I think.
Kerfuffle.
Yeah.
It's a kind of commotion, controversy, or fuss. So that's what I meant to say. Yeah, my TikTok was just a kerfuffle of things. It's like a fuckle. That's crazy. I might
use that new word, King.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, I learned a word, and I'm trying to use it in the next 5 minutes.
Oh,
I'm like, damn, this is a fucking word. You mean I could fucking slim down a whole sentence, nigga?
Just
one fucking word.
Yeah.
I just drop that on niggas and don't like slow down for them to like catch up and understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we gone.
Yeah, we out. I'm moving on, nigga. Mm-hmm. I dropped it. When it happens to me, I'm just like, fuck. Yeah. Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to fucking not pause my screen to just search up what that word meant. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm still in the conversation. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It fucks me up when I'm like, yeah. Like when you're talking to someone really fucking smart, girl, my uncle, the amount of shit this guy knows, it makes me embarrassed about the amount of shit I know.
Yeah.
Because he'd be talking and let that nigga get some wine. It's like, so look, right? So this is how this works. You know the thing, you know, ancient Egypt? You know the story about ancient? Here's a story about ancient Egypt. You know something about fucking the Mayans? Nigga,
that nigga makes me think everything's connected, man.
Literally. And then as he's telling you all the shit, you're like, okay, so this guy and then this guy, you ever heard of him? I'm like, oh, no. Uh-uh. And then you ever you know that place, right? You know about it. No. What's that? You go like this. Okay, so that place. It happens so much that like I just start saying yeah. You know that guy. You know fucking Aaron. Yeah. But then it falls me out when he backs up. Like, okay, so what do you think about him?
Yeah.
Eric. Oh wait, who's that?
That's the one.
Wait,
that
who again?
The water shit, right? No, wait, hold on. What are you talking about?
So I'm back. Wait, tell me who.
So not Bob Marley. it fucks me up even more because sometimes we'll be talking and then he'll say a word like, oh, like you kerfuffle or whatever. And he's like, you know what kerfuffle means? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, what does it mean? I'm like,
Fuck.
Actually, like, wait. Kerfuffle. No, I don't know. That one.
Say it again. How'd you say it in your sentence? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'd be just guessing. I get it right. Say, okay, basically, but it means this. And you know who basically. The fuck made that word? Like, yeah. Like, yeah, you kind of get what it means, you know? Yeah, but yeah, no, he's a man. You get him a bottle of wine, it's.
Bro, and then our cousins are there because he be spitting the shit all day. Mm-hmm. So they know about it. Jermaine, you know about ancient Egypt? They're fucking spitting facts and shit. I'm feeling like, damn, like, I'm a fucking dumbass kid. Mm-hmm. I don't know shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know nothing. He made me feel like I can sip wine at a young age.
You know what I'm saying?
I had to just listen. It never really did anything. He'd give me glasses of wine when I go over, too.
I was like, oh, yeah, for sure. Wine. I mean, yeah, that's like in Caribbean culture, I find. Just, you know, little taste.
Yeah. It's like sour, no?
Why?
Yeah, to a certain degree.
I hate sorrow. You guys like sorrow?
I have a bad experience.
Yeah, no, I gotta be. I have a terrible experience. But when it's done right, it's done right.
Yeah.
Okay. I just
but it has made us shit our pants one time.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I'll also put that out there.
Yeah. Bro, that story will never, that story will never not, you know? It's just that.
It's a Jamaica boat story.
It's everyone knows. Oh, yeah. I remember one
point, shit 40 times.
I was telling this shit so many times, nigga say, Trevon is really traumatized. I'm like, yes, nigga. Like, I'm really, like, that shit, somewhere in my mind, I'm fucked up over that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nah, for sure.
That's like a nigga going on every talk show talking about the same fucking story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. if niggas hit my line saying, hey, like, we want to welcome you to this show to tell your Jamaican story, I'm be like, bet.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, catch me on Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Phil, I'm telling you, nigga, I've shit my pants.
My fucking ass is in the shower. My fucking head is in the toilet bowl. I'm fucking throwing up shit.
And how does that make you feel?
Empty, you know what I'm saying? Lighter.
I don't like sorrow anymore.
Copy that shit, yeah.
Oh my God, nigga. One time, just a random thought. One time on the Wendy Williams show, she's like, motherfucking, she's like, you know what? Shout out to people with social anxiety. I kind of feel bad for you. And everyone's like, what?
Really?
That's all they get. She's like, you know, I kind of feel bad for him. Brandon. She gave them a little slice of understanding and fucking a sympathy.
Slice of empathy. Wow. And that was
it. I kind of feel y'all.
Kind of feel bad for y'all. Anyways, nigga, shoes.
y'all seen the new Tesla? Bro, I don't know, man. Like, a lot of people have beef with Wendy Williams, man. And
yeah.
Like I seen some ways where I'm just like, man, you kind of, you know,
mm-hmm.
Her character is shady, you know.
Whatever. Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's funny that you bring her up because I think when YoungBoy got arrested, she was basically talking down on him, just like kind of mm-hmm. laughing at a situation that mm-hmm, feds mm-hmm. are like recording him run away, and he's like, oh, she's like, get this, he tried to run away on foot.
What?
Fuck. And then That nigga fucking wrote her a letter and said, like, yo, I wish nothing bad on you. Like, I can leave all this money for my kids, like, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. But, like, let me suffer in peace type shit. Like, mm-hmm. you got me talking on my name and blah, blah, blah. What I got mm-hmm. going on? I'm like, yo, yeah, mm-hmm. that's a young nigga right there putting you in her place. Like,
she read it on the show?
I don't know, but it was in the media. Like, his shit's way too big. If he talks about it, he's definitely bigger than Wendy Williams, you know? So she's going to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. Bidal.
That's it.
Let's talk about Apex, brother.
You try it?
Yeah, I deleted it today.
Oh, fuck.
No, you didn't.
What, did you need extra space or something?
I didn't want to break it to you right
don't
here.
Don't do that for the show. Don't do that for the show.
I did need... This nigga put back his headphones on. I did need the space, bro. I needed the space.
What the fuck, bro? I thought you had a good time.
Before you deleted it? You tried it before you deleted it?
I thought you were having fun.
I did. And I just wanted to come on here and like, yeah, just show you, like, I'll come on here, catch bodies, like... And that's it, you know?
Why a day?
I didn't want to break it to you like this, bro. You know when you have an item for like 50 fucking years, it feels like forever, and you're like, all right, you know what? This is the day I'm throwing it away. I know it was a gift. This guy or this girl gave it to me and it meant a lot, but it's time for it to fucking go. And the day you chuck that shit, hey, you still got that thing I gave you about 10 years ago.
Send me a picture. I'm talking about it with my family. Just send me a picture of the thing I gave you.
Quit though. Yeah. I'm in now.
Because you said you loved it.
Bro, that shit stays happening to me. Like, right now is a perfect explanation. Sheldon. I tried it. You know what I'm saying?
All right, bro.
That's all a man can ask for, man.
Yeah.
You're right, man. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
It was 65 gigs.
Wait, really?
Yeah, 65 gigs to try something out.
That's a big commitment.
That's a big commitment.
Hey, nigga, try swimming. Just fucking dive in, nigga.
Just dive?
Bro, that's a big fucking space commitment.
Bro,
how much hard strat space you got?
Stratospace, I have motherfucker got like a Tinkabyte.
Hey, shout out Big Tinkle, man. Yeah.
Oh, man. I tell you, man, just do my Tarzan ways, but yeah. 65 gigs, man. That's a big commitment for me. And yes. I tried it. It was cool. It was straight, but it was just like that Call of Duty update came, and I just had to, you know, go ahead and do that for me. So,
okay.
You didn't want to delete Tetris?
No.
We're going to keep 120 gigabyte Tetris.
Yeah. Nah, man. Moving on to the next topic, because I apologize, shut a woman time. But how many times y'all like almost drowned when you were a kid?
Once.
And you had to keep your cool.
Yeah.
Being cool is still up here for me. Like, once I realize I'm all right, I gotta play this shit off.
No,
what happened?
Once. Just once.
Man.
And it was so easy to, like, it totally did not have to happen. Mm. I was like, you know, they have those lanes in the swimming pools.
Yeah.
So I'm swimming like sideways, like no one's in really in the pool like that. No one's in those lanes. So I'm trying to swim sideways. I'm like, I wonder how far I can get in one breath. Mm-hmm. And then I must have passed like three. I'm like, let me get a fucking one more.
Ultimate kid shit right there.
Push it to the fourth one. And I'm like, yo, I can't fucking breathe. And I was trying to go up, but the thing was over my head.
Mm.
I was getting like tangled up in it, nigga. And then came up. Yo, you know those coughs that just take over your body, nigga? You can't fucking not put your tongue up.
I take a horse cough, bro.
The fucking cat cough, yo, nigga. The
fucking donkey cough, bro. You're just fucking done, bro. You're through. Like, no, you see anyone do the donkey cough, or you're just like, dog, like that dude is like,
when your eyeballs fucking pop up. Yeah, it was one of those coughs,
bro.
Yeah, like, I hope my mom doesn't fucking hear that cough. Played it off. I'm like, all right, push my towel. And that's swimming, nigga.
And that's how you do it.
Just got in.
You leaving already, Jay?
Yes, sir. Yeah, what I needed. And that's the last time I ever swam.
Bro.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Real shit, though. I fuck with that. That's real shit.
Bro, what else do I need? Nigga, I'm fucking...
Yo, the thing is, like, see, that's what me and you are different, because, like, yo, me, like, I felt the need to, like, go along with a lot of shit that I'm just like, yo, I really shouldn't be doing this, because I know if I'm not doing this, I'm going to be the only nigga not doing this. So it's like, I can't be that nigga on the bench. Especially when my auntie just dropped 15 for me to come swimming in your fucking pool.
How old are you?
Dog, I must have been... Like, well, how old was I showing, like, Cam and shit? 10, 12?
Yeah, something like that. Older? Yeah, 11, 10, 11, 12. So yeah, $15, nigga. That's like $75.
That's like $100 kid money. Yeah. So, like, my Uncle Tobias, we also, his son, my cousin, Kaylin, Tanisha, right? Now, they were always doing extravagant shit that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? They're doing extravagant shit that my dad never.
I was like, wait. So you guys got on an airplane? You guys left the country? What the fuck? You do that?
Where you going?
Vacation, nigga.
Bro, niggas are just fucking like, I'll just go to the crib and it's just like, yo, like, oh, who knows how to fucking archery? And these niggas had class lessons for it. Oh, whoops. Like, what the fuck? Like, we just weren't doing shit like that. So like,
right.
I'll start going over there more often because niggas are just. Going up
to RVs and shit,
RVs, cabins, and fucking summer vacations. Like, there's just shit that they had lined up to do. And I'm a kid. I'm figuring it out. I'm like, oh, this is how you live life, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, these motherfuckers knew how to swim. They're both in swimming lessons.
They had the nose. I'm joking.
They did have the nose plugs.
They had all the tools,
the speedos and shit like that. And this nigga, like, my cousin was like maybe 2 years younger than me, a year younger than me.
I was in basketball shorts.
Yeah, I was just in my fucking boxers. I was a little less scared of my underwear. I was telling dude, this bro was like, when I go swimming, niggas.
It's just like a little fucking, you know, it's just getting wet. Square. It's just, that square, you just run through the fountain. Like, that's my swimming. Like,
and my shoes are usually on, nigga.
So these niggas have lessons. So, like, our aunt would, like, our aunt, their mom would bring us out to go swim in the summer, right? But I didn't know how to swim. So, like, every time I went, it just wasn't fun because these niggas want to show me they can be in the DE, and I'm just over here in the SE. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The deep end shallow end, right? 100. Those y'all that just joined. So they're always, like, trying to just fucking show off. And then I just remember this one time, I just was just tired of this shit, and I'm just like, yo, like, fuck that. Like, I'm gonna show y'all niggas some swimming today. So we go to this new gym, and it's one I've never seen before, but it was here, it was built, and they had these diving boards, and my cousin kept bragging about it. He's just like, oh, wow, wait till you see the fucking size of this diving board. And I'm thinking, like, it's gonna be like kind of short, right? Mm-hmm. A fucking diving board jumping.
Okay.
It's a public pool with a diving board. Like, I'm thinking,
I understand. Yeah.
A fucking diving board.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, yeah, like, yo, we're gonna, I'm chilling out the window trying to be cool. I'm just like, yeah, we're gonna fuck that shit up, cuz, like, yo, we're gonna fucking go off, right? I have my goggles with the nose shit, cuz as a kid, I couldn't do the underwater nose shit.
Nigga, today, nigga. I can't fucking now. Not plug my nose, nigga, or fucking have a snorkel on.
Even wash my face. If I wash my face, the nose goes in my water. I'll start coughing and fucking water go on the mirror. And shit, I'm over dramatic, dude. Like,
yeah,
I'll really show off. So I'm just, I got my equipment now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we went for a couple swims and shit like that. And I was in the shallow end for too long, and there I'd practice my shit. So I'm like, yo, fuck these cats. Like, I'm ready to shine. All right. So we fucking pull up, and then the fucking first thing I knew, like, shit was gonna go wrong. The admission was 20. Like, fuck, like, this is a little different. Like, why is it so much? So we get changed, and I can't see the pool. We're just like walking and I can't see the pool. No fucking music, looking through the glass to say, okay, I'm gonna fuck that up, but I'm just worried about this diving board. So we go change and shit, still can't see the pool, and we get out, and then, like, we're at the end of the fucking pool, and on the other end is this diving board. Bro, the fucking ceiling was so fucking high, and I said, oh boy, bad. There's no reason for that to be that high unless turn the corner. Bro, it must have been a fucking 50-foot fucking diving board.
Oh, fuck. Like, hey, remember what I said in the car about fucking this shit up? We're gonna have to revisit that.
It's like
that.
One of those joints with, like, multiple levels, right?
Bro, it was literally just two.
A concrete platform.
There's one that, both concrete. There's one that was like medium, and that was small, and that one was like, yo, that's fucking high. And the other one that's just like it was ridiculous. It was honestly ridiculous. And these niggas just like, let's go, niggas, not even wet. They start running towards the fucking diving board. This is dry.
Wait, I don't want to dip your toe in the water, niggas.
We don't even know if it's warm, bro. Like,
right.
These niggas go straight there, and I'm just like, yo, okay, like, I got to move at my own pace. Let me just warm up and shit. Let me get these feet wet. You know what I'm saying? Let me just do my little back and forth swim so I know. My thing was, if I dive into this water, I have probably about 10 seconds to swim to the fucking edge.
To land.
To my life, right? So, whatever. So, fast forward now, and I'm just like, all right, I'm going to go do this shit, right? So, I got my goggles. I go up, and the shit is even taller when I'm up there. And I'm just like, nah, this is fucked, right? But I'm not going to crawl back down my fucking ass and just fucking see niggas like, yo, watch out.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. The only way down is like
right there. Like, you gotta jump, bro. Like, you gotta do this. But this is like professional diving shit. Like, I don't even know how to, like, this is literally professional diving shit where niggas will be up top and they'll do like 5 flips and then hit the water.
And niggas put up cards and shit.
Oh, that shit. No. Like, the even Stevens, no, like, diving board. This shit didn't even bounce, bro. Like, this shit was literally concrete, bro. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, yo, fuck it. Like, I got to go. And then they're all down there because I don't do this. And I'm up there. And they're like, bro, the pool is probably like 100 feet deep. The shit has to be deep for you to, like, you know, I'm probably exaggerating that a little bit. But it's a high fucking, you know,
wouldn't it have to be at least as deep as how high you're jumping?
Something like that. That's why I know the shit was fucked. The shit was fucked, bro. It was high.
so the water is even deeper.
You better not be juicing this story of a season. You put a smoked paprika on this?
No, there's no salt paprika on this one. This is just a straight. This is just straight in the oven. Like,
nigga, say I shit you not.
I shit you not. I'll find the fucking gym. I promise you, I'll find the gym. I will. I'm gonna text my aunt right now. Anyways, I fucking jump in, right? I got my goggles on, but I don't know how to jump properly either. So I'm thinking, one, I'm already high. There's no reason to jump up higher, nigga. I'm falling.
You step down. I'm walking like this person, like, oh.
I'm walking off, bro.
My nigga jump forward, bro.
I'm not jumping up, nigga. Nigga starts skipping.
We're doing 50 feet in the air, nigga. We're not doing one more centimeter.
I'm doing 52, nigga. You're like, dude. Yo, nigga said. Nigga started pitching this shit to me saying, yo, do a cannonball. I'm like, nigga, I'm trying to fucking just focus. Like, I'm just trying to fight for my life.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. Shut the fuck up. I'm fucking talking. Shut the fuck up. You're talking to your aunt.
Yo, don't fucking aunt. Oh, shut the fuck up right now. Shut the fuck up, everyone. So, bro. Holy, let me get to the shit. Fucking point. I fall off, and I promise you, I put my headphones
did
on.
You fall off? You fell?
I fall off. No. Like I walked off.
Oh my god!
So I come off the platform and they go into the water, and I got my fucking my headset on, my goggles.
Jermaine, I hit the water. The fucking water shoots my headphones off. I'm fucking 50 feet in. Water is so far
up my nose at this point. I'm fucking yakking in the pool.
I can't even go to Pat Recruit. I didn't throw up. Yo,
should you not puke in the water? My goggles flew right off, and I never thought about it. Right when it hit off, I'm like, yo, shit. Fuck, the pressure was I'm way like, oh, too yeah. much.
Oh, yeah, physics.
I should tell you how fucking scared I was, because those goggles were my, that was my safety net, bro. Like,
oh, that was shit. My, at least, yeah, I had a 50 feet in there, at least.
I got my goggies, like, nigga, I got the nose piece to the goggles, like, I'm straight. Hey, at least water won't go on my brain, nigga.
Yeah, my brain. There's still chlorine in his head right now.
Yo. Holy fuck. Yo, those motherfuckers did not see me come up for probably about, like,
2 minutes.
Yo, it was a minute. There's no floor. I literally did not even touch the floor. It was just dark down there.
Bro.
I'm trying to swim.
That would be it for me. That would be done to shells, man. That would
and
be
he was it. Like a fucking 150 pound kid, nigga. So.
Dog.
You should have touched the bottom.
Yeah. Yo, that shit was deep. And I just remember coming up and they're just like, yo, this is going good. Bro, I literally swam to the fucking shit where I can go like this.
It's yo, get my goggles. Get my goggles. It's going to land in 3 seconds. Shit, you not.
Yo. That's what I put on my towel and said,
that is Wednesday swimming.
Like, hey, can I get the keys on, dude? I'm fucking sleep in the car.
I'm gonna go get your 20 back right now. I'm fucking done. I'm gonna get your 20 back.
Yo, was there no adult supervision?
Holy shit. They just didn't know how to supervise me. Like, I shouldn't have been up there, bro. And like, niggas should have got the clue. And I was like, asking, God, how do I jump?
Nobody should, those goggles should fucking never be on that platform.
They should never be on that platform.
Anybody wearing those fucking goggles climbing a 50 foot ladder has any fucking business being on that ladder.
And you know they're on the climb up. This is fucking foggy. Bro, yo, that shit literally should have broke my nose off with it when it came off, because the pressure was intense, bro.
Holy fuck. No. Golly, bro.
And that was the last time I ever swam in my life.
Oh, so that's the time I almost drowned. Yeah.
So why am I traumatized with swimming?
Man.
Why are we talking about swimming?
Because we're talking about the bong over your face.
Is that how it happened? Is that how it happened?
With the goggles?
That's right. Wait, why'd you ask me? Who asked?
You
almost drowned.
No, that was the topic from the Apex shit. You just changed it to that. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's what I did, man.
You almost drowned ever in your life, shit.
Yeah, a couple times, actually. So, I can't swim. So even to this day, I still can't swim. I can swim to save my life.
You didn't hear our stories? Can we?
I can't
swim. See, I might not believe this.
Our last times in water, ever.
Yeah, so when I was, I can't remember how young I was. I think I might have been, 10 or 11, bro. I was at this cottage. It has the long deck out into the ocean, to the water and shit, right? So I was sitting on the edge of this deck one night. I'm just sitting like this. Yeah, it's nighttime. It's not super late, but 8, 9 o'clock. So I'm sitting like this. My legs are down like this. And then this is the deck, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm leaning forward a bit, just rocking, whatever. And
it's the worst place to rock.
And when I tell you, my nigga, I lean forward a little bit too much. I never clench my legs on that fucking board, my nigga. But I felt like I'm looking at the water. If I fall in here, I'm dead because I cannot swim. But I remember just clinching that shit and holding it there. It was I was a fucking athlete, bro. I was holding it there. And my legs were burning, and I'm hoping someone comes out because I couldn't rock myself back. I could only
I can only just hold myself at no fucking acute angle, just
20 minutes straight, just
fucking burning.
Bro, every muscle fire will be lit up.
Tight, bro. And I'm just there fuck. And I can't really scream because if I let out that air, my whole shit's going to just be shaking. But eventually I was able to just slowly inch myself back, and I remember just letting out that breath and just breathing so hard, out of fear and shit. I just got up and I cut from that neck. I was fucking bumming. Another time was in Costa Rica, maybe 2 years, 2 or 3 years ago. It's just the ocean, man. The ocean taking you and you just not expecting it, man.
The ocean is different, bro.
Yeah, disrespectful. That's what happened. So I was out there, pushing it to the limit, all right, I'm here with it. And I just, I just jump up one time, jump up two times, and by the time I came on that second jump, I was just under. Mm-hmm. And I'm just and it was just scary. I honestly thought I was gonna die still. I was lucky able to just, go down, jump up, and get back towards, and then.
Nah. Oh my, bro, because you don't realize that. You see videos and shit of waves and you think you don't realize it's like a fucking concrete hitting you.
Mm-hmm.
A good wave come at you? Bro, I thought it was all fun shit. Nigga, I'm literally getting swept off my feet. I'm tumbling around and shit. Nigga, I'm fucking upside down for too long.
Yeah.
Stand up. I'll watch the shirts, nigga.
I've been through a couple waves where I no fucking lie. Again, when my fucking cousins, bro, they take me to these beaches and they like to swim, so they'll go out far. I've been hit by a couple waves where literally my fucking dick is out, in the water.
It's yo, that was a wave. Yo, and they're fucking just wiping shit. Yo.
Once this shit hits you that you've never felt before.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm vulnerable, bro. My whole ass crack is out. Yo,
niggas washed up on the shore with his ass up.
Dog, I've been there, man. I've been there many times.
I don't play with water still, man. Water's a different thing, man.
Yo, you respect nature after that. You're like, yo, you know what? I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll never fucking litter again.
I'm so sorry. You guys ever really stop and ask yourself, why you're doing certain topics in school? We've talked about this before. I feel the same way. There's certain shit we would do. I'm like, bro, what?
The Treaty of Fuck. I don't know. Fuck. Oh, fuck. It was a ripoff anyway.
Dog, it was just bro, you gotta lie to me anyway. You gotta teach me cap. How you teach cap? You know what I'm
saying? I go to a little cap class, nigga. Little cap in hand, nigga.
What that's
so, Christopher Columbus, he came to a deal with the Indians. Cap. That's cap,
Trevon. That's cap. Continue though, but it's just whatever.
Yeah,
niggas are teaching us fucking poetry. I'm just bro, why the fuck do I?
I am not a fucking poet, nigga. I'm
You know I'm gonna do terrible at this, nigga. Fuck, I need to write a haiku for, nigga.
Bro, it made no sense to me. Like, I'm like, bro, thou does not speak like this, nigga. Like, you know, thou speaks like this.
I'll show you poetry, nigga. It's called fucking Garish or Die Trying.
Yeah, put a fucking beat on.
Hell yeah.
I'll fucking rap. You know what I'm saying?
What? Wait,
what did
you say?
Oh, that was it? That was it. I just didn't know why niggas let me write poetry. Like, I'm, you know.
What are we doing? Curls. It used to piss me off as a fucking, those little scooter boards, the little wheel boards that they give you in gym class.
Oh, yeah. Let's play some fun games on them shits, though.
Nigga, not for big niggas.
Not for big niggas. Yeah, nigga like Shells would say that shit. Yeah, that's
all I get. Whoa. I ain't no like what? Little nigga, though. Don't do that.
You love that you had.
Yeah, no, I get why you don't get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I get why I don't get what you're saying.
He's trying to walk carefully, though. Yeah. Call the next nigga a little nigga, and it's just yo, whoa, stop right there.
No, I kind of hate. Like, I didn't love it.
yeah, it's actually, annoying. Yeah, like, fuck it, I didn't like it. You know.
Bro, that was some real. Like, okay, what are we doing, nigga? What is my grade for this? What are we? You're like, marking me on this.
How do you grade me for this?
I definitely would have rather been playing like basketball or something. So I'm not really sure why we're doing
this. Let's play a sport that actually exists, nigga. Stop trying to make the shit pop.
Yeah.
Bro, it'll be those teachers that come up with their own games and shit and they're like so proud of this shit that like, yo, y'all gotta. Yeah. So it's called Waddle Ball.
Mm-hmm. You gotta get it.
I know.
Yo, let's play volleyball.
Let's just play ball.
Yeah.
And it's always you have the fucking hockey utes that fucking
throw the three fucking white kids.
Killing that nigga.
Keep going to the puck.
Those niggas were mad when we. I feel it for them though.
Imagine, I heard that.
Imagine me with a gym class full of people that just always want to hoop. Like, these niggas never want to play fucking hockey.
For the record, them motherfuckers were. They suck.
Suck.
At basketball. I was always better than the skaters. They got basketball for sure, nigga.
I blocked the fuck out of them.
Nigga, fuck. Fucking Avril Lavigne ass nigga.
You still be like wearing it on your chest, nigga.
Bro, literally, this nigga does not play basketball.
Fuck out of here. Holy shit, man. Yo, shout out to them niggas, man.
Niggas want to play hockey. Man.
So we get to let's
get to a couple questions, man.
Yeah, so my question is, back in 2018, I started a YouTube channel.
Are you gonna suck?
And literally, I didn't really start posting to it until, like, last September. Like, now I'm pretty somewhat consistent. And, like, a month ago, roughly, like, I put, like, hours into editing this one video. Like, at least 40 hours, at the very least. And it was, like, a freestyle video, like, similar to what Jay does. And I posted it, and it just completely flopped on me. Like,
be like that.
200 views, did terrible. So, like, my main question is, how do you stay motivated when you put, like, so much time into, like, a video, and it just disappoints completely? And maybe some tips on how to grow as well.
I say make your motivation actually doing it.
Yeah.
If you really... If you really focus on enjoying it, me personally, I feel like I didn't have to. Like, I was, I got this idea to do this shit because I felt like doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to make these types of videos or whatever. So, like, despite always you want to grow and shit and, like, you're looking for views and all that, but, like, at the end of the day, I'm like, yo, I enjoy this shit so much, I'll do this shit again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think you should switch your motivation to, like, the art itself.
Yeah.
Besides that, because niggas gonna I just believe they're gonna find your shit. If you're making good shit that you believe in and that you actually fuck with, then there's gonna be a like-minded person that's gonna end up, you know, stumbling on it. I say fuck with TikTok.
Yeah, and not even to be harsh, but yo, you gotta just make sure your shit is good too. You know, like, sometimes you can put a lot in and overdo something, but you're not gonna. It's hard to kind of switch that view of like how you're looking at your work. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're doing too much, it's never good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you overdo something, your points now miss somewhere in the timeline. You know what I'm saying? So you still have to kind of
clean up and make sure it's easy for someone else to watch, you know? So
yeah. That just comes with time and repetition. You keep making these videos and you're gonna like find your little groove and find what you like, what you're gonna lean towards, away from. Just fuck it.
Yeah.
Keep doing it, enjoying it.
Yes, let's go ahead and get Wavy going.
Wavy.
What's up, y'all? My name is David. My producer name is Wavy.
Yes, sir.
I come by way of Atlanta.
And Atlanta, you
know,
yes, sir.
First and foremost, it's a whole lot of Eagles in Atlanta. You know,
yes, sir. Everybody shout out to y'all.
Put them on to y'all, and they become part of the Naughty Gang Eagles. You know,
watch that voice, yeah. Yo, man, voice crack. Put them
on, but that's besides the fact.
Appreciate you.
You know, ever since ninth grade, I had been watching 4YE, and when y'all made the group chat show,
yes,
and
sir.
Then transitioned into Random Order, I had been watching it. Stuff like that, and you know, ever since ninth grade, I was using y'all humor.
Watch that voice, big man.
In my everyday life, you know, the jokes that I would hear on the show, I would say to my homies, and they would die laughing. Then I would put them on to y'all, and they would become Naughty Gang Eagles and stuff like that.
My That's how it's done.
There's a whole bunch of Eagles down here.
Yes, sir.
To know, like, for y'all, it's when y'all was in high school and going through that, and you know, growing up being teenagers and stuff like that, who is that influence, you know, for your humor and stuff like that? Like, who did y'all see as a group, you know what I'm saying, that was just like making y'all laugh like that, and you're like, oh, I want to make people laugh like that, or I want to do that, you know? It might have been the homies or something like that. Like,
just switch mics.
What was that group for y'all that influenced y'all, like, humor wise and stuff like that? Like, how Random Order influenced me, you know? Like, what was that for y'all?
That's a good question.
Man, first off, shout out to that man right there. That's how it's done.
Yeah.
You fuck with the shit, nigga. You share with your peoples.
And if your people fuck with the shit, that should tell you, you kind of fucking with the right circle. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got actual shit in common. That's
yes,
all
sir.
Saying, man. That's it. Appreciate that.
Shout out Wavy, man.
Yeah. Fuck. I feel like... In some ways, the niggas that we're around, we're the inspiration as well to just continue being funny, because it was just like I said, I literally just said it. Wow, look at that. I literally just said, if you find our videos funny, share it with your friends. And chances are they're going to find it funny if y'all appreciate the same things. So like with us, like when I started realizing the type of jokes Julian was making, I'm just like, bro, this nigga's on the same shit we're on, like just coming at it like from a different level, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like that was always around us. Just, we're always funny, we're always making jokes. So it was just, oh, like, we're just, that was just us. Like, that was just me, like, you know.
Yeah. When we're even younger, I say it was my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone just fucking liked this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere he went, he just fucking cracking jokes and shit, like fucking with us a lot. He was a serious guy, but like when he got to joking, yo, shit was funny.
Yeah.
And I remember always wanted to replicate that. Mm-hmm. I remember specifically my man's in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. First time I really tried being funny. I was in a new kindergarten class, top of the year, and then this kid named Michael, I'm like, yo, I couldn't fucking stop laughing. And then after that, I'm like, yo, I'm fucking take the shit home and try and be funny. That was my first
motivation.
Like, intentional, like, yo, I'm gonna try and be funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Later on, for sure, Dave Chappelle was
a huge
influence.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing the Chappelle show, I'm like, I fucking can't believe how funny this shit is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't even understand it at the time.
But you just knew what it did.
Yeah, those are the biggest influences.
Our uncle too, Tobias, you just saw how comedy changed the room. And I feel like I always enjoyed that and appreciated how like, oh, shit can be tense, and then it just switched the whole vibe up, you know. So I just feel like having comedy always around us, and then obviously my dad watching certain comics and movies or whatever, I always said, like, comedy just, it was always like, especially working, like, trying material out in, like, school and just making the class laugh. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? What did I just do there? Like,
bro, yeah, I'd literally think of shit to say when I get to school, and then I say it, and then, like, it felt so good when they start actually laughing. Like, oh, yeah. Fuck.
That worked, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Man. Seinfeld was huge. I feel like that was baked into our brains, because my dad watched that was the only show he'd watch reruns of.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bro, he had this shit. I didn't even know what channel this was, but that fucking show was always on in the house.
Yeah. So it's always around. So I feel like implemented it into our dorms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what about you and music?
uh, Who did I like? Fuck. I don't know, man. Bow Wow, nigga. That was right.
Hell yeah, nigga. Yo, honestly, if I went the rapper, went down the rapper path, it was Bow Wow first.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, for sure. Bow Wow.
Bro, you want to know what's funny? What? My mom actually told me, I remember I was spitting Bow Wow bars when I was a kid, and my mom was like, yo, like, if you remember all his bars like that, like, keep it up because that could, you could be the next Bow Wow. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? This nigga? I just remember his bars, bro. And I was just like, yo, low key, that started, yo, that could be the reason why niggas just, you know,
freestyle.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Bow easy. Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
So. Finna wrap this thing up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Keep jackhammering.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Gonna wrap this thing up, man.
July Crip, man.
Yes, sir. This is episode 83 of the Random Order Podcast. We're about to sign out. It's still 420. make sure you subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version and episode clips. And if yo, you don't want to, yo, we're back. Ooh. Yo, we back in action.
Yeah, you already know.
You know what time it is,
look,
man.
Look at the date of this video. Then look at the date of the last video, man.
You know what time it is, man. Yeah. Shout my man Jack on the fucking edits.
Yes, sir. And we ain't talking Sparrow.
Well, we could be. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Definitely going to want to subscribe and turn on that motherfucking bell. Mm-hmm. Become a true note again. Eagle, you know what it is, man. Audio version of Random Order is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. Leave great, amazing reviews. Y'all are killing it. Every time I go on there, it's fucking great, truthful reviews, and I feel them. Goddamn. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Random Order Show for sure, for sure. Now, like, yeah, like go over and do it.
Mm-hmm. Now's the time.
4ie.ca. We still getting busy. Turn on. Make sure you subscribe to that shit. Nigga, we got some fucking shit dropping. And you want to be updated, we'll update you via email. We got the do-rags coming out.
Trust me, man.
We have stuff to wear.
Trust me, man.
You know what I'm saying?
New song out. Sandbox is out right now.
Oh, dude. Hell yeah.
Please.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Where can they find that, Young Shills?
Spotify, Apple Music, all that shit. More music on the way. About to be flooding the streets. You feel me?
Facts.
Tsunami one and
only wait only Spotify.
He's Apple Music everywhere. Oh, okay, Tidal, cool. Everywhere, YouTube, all that shit.
For sure, man.
TikTok, yeah.
Man, what's the random order commenter of the day, man? Who got a
commenter?
Who got to just fucking go in one of our go our last video and choose the fucking name?
Who me? I mean, I can do that.
Hold on, trying on it.
Okay.
And the random order person leaving a comment of the day. The most recent animation.
Angel LaFleur.
Ooh,
I like that.
Smoke weed every day.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.